Ray Foley on Today FM.
The takeaway today is Chinese New Year, isn't it?
Yeah, Lunar New Year.
Lunar New Year, it's a celebration of the arrival of spring and the beginning of a new year in the lunisolar calendar. Today's the May. It doesn't go on for a week, the Chinese New Year.
I think it started a few days ago and it finishes up, I believe, on Sunday, this weekend.
Today's the big day, though, of it. Today's like the big day of Chinese New Year. And this year is the year of the snake. There's a whole thing about when you, depending on what year you're born, the year you're born in and the year that it is, you are then that. So I was 1980, a monkey. I'm the year of the monkey.
I'm a year before you, 79, and I'm the year of the sheep and or goat.
Well, what does that mean? What does that make us? I know what I am as a Virgo. I'm very particular and attention to detail.
Apparently as a Gemini, I'm two-faced.
Yes. See, there you go.
Oh, hang on.
But what is it as if you're a goat or a monkey? We should ask a Chinese person. Do you have any Chinese people in your phone?
Do you know, it's weird. I don't. I think the close... I have Li Qin's in my phone book and he is of... He has Chinese heritage. I think his parents are Malaysian Chinese.
Li is lovely.
I've spoken to the lad. Solid geezer.
How do you have Li Qin's phone number?
I used to be a hotshot sports guy back in my off the ball days.
Oh, it's from off the ball.
Yeah.
Is Li still playing?
Oh, I'd say he is, yeah.
Did he give it up, the hitting the balls with the hard sticks?
He's a young man.
Lovely fella. He was on the 6 o'clock show a couple of times. Lovely fella. Yeah, we could call Li. And speaking of the 6 o'clock, is he still playing?
He's still playing, yeah.
There's Quan Jay as well. Quan Jay Chan, he's the a regular chef. He's one of the regulars chefs on the 6 o'clock show. He would have been there during my time when I was on the 6 o'clock show. And I'll try and call Quan Jay in a few minutes.
He'd know, would he? All about Lunar New Year.
He's Chinese.
Gotcha.
And he... one of the loveliest people. Do you know someone who's so lovely? Do you ever have someone who's so lovely that it pains you, kind of hurts you?
Mm.
That you will never be as lovely as them.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That's my feeling.
I know plenty.
When I'm talking to someone, that's what he's like. Because he's so genuinely so lovely. And like, he's a guy who's always so busy and so rushed, but always manages to be so lovely. And that makes me feel bad.
Harry's just been in touch. We were talking about star signs and the Lunar New Year. He says, I'm a Gemini, famously two-faced, born in the year of the rat. Hashtag two-faced rat.
You're a two-faced rat, Harry. One of your friends will tell you. 0874-100-102. If you want to find out your... Well, actually, just Google it. I'm not going to tell you. There's 12 different years. There's the dog, the pig, the rat, the ox, the tiger, the rabbit, the dragon. Not a real animal. The snake, the horse, the sheep, the monkey, and the rooster. And depending on what year you're born, it denotes a different sort of personality type or traits or your strengths based on when you're born. Today's the... happy Chinese New Year today.
And Lunar New Year. It's kind of pan-Asian. A load of countries in Asia celebrate this time of year.
JP's got Li Qin in his phone. I've got Quan Jay Chan in my phone. Quan Jay is Chinese. Quan Jay is a chef on the 6 o'clock show. He makes spice bag spice. Oh my God, JP.
Oh, I had my first one only a few weeks ago.
Hang on, let's get him on. I'll call him on the WhatsApp. One second. Come over there.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Quan Jay Chan, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Happy Chinese New Year, Ray.
I was just going to say the same thing to you, sir. Well, are you celebrating it in any way today?
Yeah, we might go out for a bit of dinner tonight, and I'm actually off to Hong Kong in a couple of days' time to celebrate it with my family over there. So, awesome. Really looking forward to it.
For our New Year, we'd have our traditions. For our Christmas, we'd have our traditions. Would there be special food that you'd have on Chinese New Year?
Yeah, we always have fish and we always have maybe a roast stock and noodles as well. So food symbolizes a lot of the Chinese New Year. So for noodles, it's like long life, you know, and, you know, for fish and it's more prosperous, you know, and into the new year. So yeah, different symbols for different foods.
So
yeah.
Did you say noodles are good new, are good luck? Good luck for noodles?
Yeah, noodles is a good long life, you know, so you never cut the noodles because you want them to be as long as possible, you know, so it's a great long life, you know, so yeah.
Oh, that explains. That explains why I'm going to die in the next year or two, because I always cut my noodles, Spongy.
Never cut your noodles, right?
Nothing to do with the, noodle, the yeah. booze or the cholesterol.
It's all about the noodles.
Lots of love to your family if you visit them in Hong Kong. When are you going?
I'm going to head off this weekend, so we are Friday. So right.
The whole fam?
The whole fam, yeah. Right. Kids and all.
Awesome, cool. I wanted to ask you about, do you know anything about the animal that is of the year that you're born in and then it being part of your personality? Do you know about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I'm year of the snake this year. So it's my year this year. Finally, after 12 years. There's 12 animals that goes around, you know. Yeah. So, yeah. Do you know which one you are?
I'm a monkey. I was monk. What does monkey mean? Does it mean I'm like really great on the radio and stunningly good looking?
Monkey. It's actually so funny because it's really you, right?
What is it?
It's clever, mischievous. You're curious, are you?
I'm pretty curious.
This is the PG version. Yeah,
I'm curious when it comes to noodles.
Yeah, innovative and quick thinking. I think that's down to the ground.
I was just saying a couple of minutes ago, you didn't hear me, but I was saying you're the sweetest man, and obviously you are one of the sweetest people I know. JP's a goat. Do you know them about goats?
Goat or sheep?
Goat or sheep, right, okay. So, Ray, you can tell me if this is JP. So, kind?
No.
Gentle?
No.
Creative?
No.
Sensitive and indecisive? Indecisive.
Very indecisive. JP, would you say you're indecisive?
Well, I'm not so sure. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Actually, Quanji, I had a look up as while you were talking there, and it does say sheep people under the Lunar New Year, sort of zodiac stuff. It says sometimes they can be naive and emotional, which sounds like another way of saying I'm thick and irrational.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, that's
pretty,
spot on.
That's pretty fair. What are you yourself, Quanji?
Snake.
So you're the snake. I'm mysterious, wise, charming. I'm going to say all the good stuff about me now. Yeah. Intuitive and private. So I'm quite private,
you know what I mean?
Isn't it amazing how close it is, like, you know what I mean, to way you go on, like, you know, in life, like, you know.
Are there any of these that I always say the same thing about the zodiacs as well, that it's like it's pretty broad and there's never anything that really horrible about you in it. Like, it's not like it says really, you know, that I'm two-faced or that I'm rude in public or whatever. Do you know what I mean? They don't include those things, but they are character traits that I suppose you could lean on. And then certain years, then depending on the year you were born, even if it was a different year, you might have a good year based on it being the year of the snake. Do you know
what I mean? So you can have really good years. So I think this year is quite a good year for me. Right. And I was looking up in the monkey one. I'm not sure about you, Ray. I think there's different things. I think you have to work really hard this year, I think it says. So
it's just not going to happen. Jog on. How dare you.
Cancel the year.
Forget it. I'm getting up again. I'm getting up again in February next year. I'm out.
Hibernating.
I am. Listen, man, thanks so much for taking the call. I appreciate it. People text 0874.
Yeah, Susie's been in touch. She says, Ray, Quanji is the nicest man I met. Yeah. About the Taste of Dublin, he gave me a copy of his cookbook. Always be selling, always be publicising yourself. And she says, "I'm born in the year of the rabbit." Says Susie.
Oh, rabbit! Let me see. Rabbit. Right. Let me think. Rabbit. Okay. Rabbit. Year. Gentle, compassionate, diplomatic, artistic, and cautious.
Susie, that is you. You're such a rabbit. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Thank you so much, Susie.
Come here, man. Are you working today? Quanji has a restaurant, and as well as the spice bag. JP had his first spice bag last week. Can you believe that?
No way. Yeah. So I was working on lunch there. So I'm going to head off now and take the rest of the day off. So we have a restaurant down Bites in Capital Dock.
Yeah,
and you know yourself, we do a bit of spice bag seasonings, and it's in Tesco's at the moment, you know. So perfect for the air fryer. So JP, go for it. You know, if you ever, you know, feel like a spice bag at home in the air fryer.
Homemade job, top tip.
Well,
thanks.
This is the thing. Every second video on Instagram is someone doing their chicken in the air fryer. You can spice it up with a bit of your spice bag mix. Quanjay, look out for it in Tesco's. And are you still doing the rayu, the peanut rayu? I love...
Yeah, we're still doing that peanut rayu. You quite like that, don't you? I love it in fried rice and stuff like that, yeah.
Quanjay is the only man whose peanut I will allow him to stick in my stir fry.
You're on record saying that, yeah, for years now.
Get that man's peanut in my noodles.
I'll slap it down.
And I tell you what, I won't be cutting it either. Listen, man, safe travels. Thanks so much for taking the call. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Gung hei fa choy, guys. Okay. Happy New Year.
Sorry, what?
It's a bad line.
Gung hei fa choy means like Happy New Year in Chinese. And it means like, hope you get rich. Did you know that?
Gung hei fa choy.
Go on away, fat boy.
Gung hei fa choy.
Gung hei fa choy. Go on, enjoy the holiday. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, guys. See you later. Thanks very much.
Bye.
Ray Foley on Today FM.